Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. Starting overseas, and Hurricane Ian's made landfall in South Carolina after leaving a trail of destruction in Florida. More than 20 people were killed there, with US President Joe Biden admitting it could take years to rebuild. Kevin Anderson's the mayor of Fort Myers in Florida and admits it's hard to explain the scale of devastation.
It's horrific. There's some large boats, and they've been thrown around like they were toys.
Experts are weighing in on the dumping of mandatory COVID isolation later this month. The measures are going October 14, as is the pandemic leave disaster payment. Infectious diseases expert Professor Nigel McMillan is warning people the return of mandatory ISO is a real possibility if a major new strain arrives.
We have to be prepared for that. If a new variant comes out of the northern hemisphere and our vaccines, which clearly don't stop infection right now, are not going to give us good protection, then the government will need to consider those sorts of things going forward.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's confirmed the nation's annexed four occupied regions in war-torn Ukraine. It follows a series of referendums which have been denounced as illegal by the global community. Back home, and some good news for those working in the aviation, tourism and hospitality sectors. The Fair Work Commission put a three-month pause in place on wage increases across a bunch of modern awards in those sectors when it upped the minimum wage earlier this year. However, that's due to wrap up today. And Muso Ed Sheeran is set to face trial in the US amid claims he copied his hit song Thinking Out Loud from Marvin Gaye's classic Let's Get It On. A few best and fairest accolades have been awarded overnight. Paddy Cripps earning his fourth John Nicholls medal, capping off a stellar season, which includes his Brownlow win. Jack Crisp has been recognised at Collingwood, edging out Pies skipper Scott Pendlebury, while midfielder Clayton Oliver's taken home top honours at the D's big nights. And the Opals have gone down to China by 2 points in the Women's Basketball World Cup semi-final in Sydney overnight. Australia will now face Canada tonight, the winner taking home bronze, while USA and China will battle it out for gold.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.